Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And we are doing our Fun Facts article, and it's all about certain fast food items.
Oh, and I was getting so hungry yesterday thinking about all the fast food we could eat.
Me too.
So we were learning about who invented chicken nuggets yesterday, right?
That's right. His name was Robert C. Baker. He was a university professor, and he invented chicken, I guess you could say, the chicken sticks in 1973.
Right. And the reason why he made these chicken sticks was because first he wanted to make eating chicken more convenient for people and to make it more appealing or more appetizing to people because he also wanted to help farmers sell more chicken at that time.
Okay, well, that's all good things to do. We need our farmers to make money and we should eat chicken.
I don't mind eating chicken.
All right, now he didn't just come up with these chicken sticks. He came up with a lot of other products too, at least 50 of them. And one of the other products he did was actually a chicken hot dog. But the chicken sticks were definitely the most popular. And so popular, they're even here today.
Yeah, and I think millions of people eat chicken nuggets almost every day. And I know some people have a really, really intense love for chicken nuggets.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Robert C. Baker, for creating these delicious snacks. Today, we're also going to take a look at another popular fast food item. So, shall we take a look?
Let's get started.
All right.
Reading.
Fun facts. Of course, no chicken nugget meal would be complete without French fries. These hot potato products are considered a classic fast food item. The question of where they're from has been highly debated, though. Do you know the answer? A. France. B. Belgium. C. No one knows for sure. You're right if you guessed C. To this day, the real origin of French fries remains a mystery. France claims they were invented there, before the French Revolution in 1789. At that time, street vendors would commonly sell them on Pont Neuf, the oldest bridge in Paris. Belgium has a different story, however. The Nation says that, before this period, locals in Namur cooked the famous snack. People there commonly fished in the nearby river Meuse and fried their catches. When they experienced tough times, they fried potatoes as a cheap alternative to fish. For many people, though, what matters isn't where French fries were invented, but how many are left on their plate.
All right, so let's take a look at what fast food fun fact we'll learn today. Okay, it says, of course, no chicken nugget meal would be complete without French fries.
That is right.
Of course.
Truth.
That is the truth. And it's not just, I think, any chicken nugget meal. I think it's any fast food meal.
Yes.
It's never the same if you do not have any French fries.
I don't want the burger unless I have French fries with it.
I know. This is something weird if you just have it only one thing.
Yeah.
All right. So we say this meal will not be complete. Okay. Complete here is an adjective and it means something that is finished. It has all the parts or things that are needed and it does not lack anything else. So, for example, we can take a look at this. If I say the dog, we know that this is not a complete sentence because we don't know what the dog did. We only have the subject. We do not have the action part. But if I say the dog barks at the man, we know that this is a complete sentence because it has a subject and then we also have an action part. So, it has all the right parts needed to be a full or complete sentence. Okay? For example, we can say many people now think Mid-Autumn Festival is not complete without a barbecue.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. We always need a barbecue during Mid-Autumn Festival.
Exactly. Okay, well, as we all know and love, French fries are the best part of any fast food meal. And it says here, these hot potato products are considered a classic fast food item. Of course, they're made of potatoes, and by classic, we mean kind of like every fast food meal is not finished without it. So it's definitely like you get a burger, you get a fries, you get a drink. That's the classic fast food meal.
It's timeless. All right, next it says, the question of where they're from has been highly debated, though. Okay, although they're called French fries, apparently they're not made by the French. So actually, this is quite interesting. So that's why a lot of people have been debating this issue. Debate here is a verb, and it means to discuss something with people who have different opinions. So for example, if person A thinks ghosts are real, but person B doesn't think so, they might debate, or they might have a talk, they might have a discussion with each other on why they think ghosts are real and why they don't think ghosts are real.
Right.
For example, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, scientists are still debating which came first, the chicken or the egg.
I think philosophy students are also debating this.
Yeah. It's a very deep question. I don't want to think about it right now.
Okay, well, the article goes on to say, do you know the answer? I might know the answer to the French fry debate, but I definitely don't to the chicken or egg debate. But let's take a look at the answers.
Okay, so first we have A, France, okay, the more obvious choice because they are called French fries, so
exactly.
We could assume that they come from France.
Now, here in the article, it has another option. It says Belgium. Now, Belgium is a small European country between France, Germany, and the Netherlands, and in that country, they speak all three of those languages, French, German, and Dutch. But I think in the biggest city, French is the first language.
I think so as well. But yeah, Belgium makes sense because I do know that I think in the Netherlands and in Belgium, they eat a lot of fries as well. So this could be a potential answer, a possible answer. Or it could be C, no one knows for sure. Okay. I feel like I'm going to probably lean towards C because it's a little bit of a difficult question to answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. And don't worry, it says here, you're right if you guessed C.
Yay! Okay, well, let's learn about why and why it's so hard to figure out who made French fries.
Yeah.
It says, to this day, the real origin of French fries remains a mystery.
Okay.
So it says, to this day, this phrase means up until now or up until the present time. So even until now, we still really do not know where French fries came from.
And we don't know where they came from, or we don't know the origin. Now, an origin is a noun, and it's the beginning of something. Now, it could be the time, the place, or the situation in which something starts to exist or starts to be, or just to be there.
To be alive or to start from somewhere.
Right. So what we're saying here is that no one really knows when French fries started to exist. Now, for example, we could say Jennifer just learned that there are two stories about the origin of bubble tea, one from Tainan and one from Taichung. Who was it? We don't know.
I really don't know. I've honestly always thought it was from Taichung. And I remember a lot of, like, you know, the street food or all the snacks that we see in Taipei. Most of it comes from Taichung because they like to invent new kinds of foods first.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
Me neither.
It's a mystery to me. Just like how the French fry is a mystery as well. Now, mystery here is our vocabulary word. And let's learn about what this word means. It's a noun and it means something that is not known or very difficult to understand or even explain. So things like, are there really aliens? How did the Egyptians build the pyramids? Or what is the Stonehenge actually for? These things we don't really know the answer to, and it's hard to understand or to explain. Mm-hmm. So we can say all of these are all mysteries. It's kind of like a puzzle.
Mm.
So a puzzle that we cannot really solve yet until we find the missing piece.
Right.
For example, we can say the police are still figuring out the mystery of the missing little girl.
Mm. Okay. Well, I do love a good mystery every mm-hmm. once in a while. I like French fry mysteries better than missing little girl mysteries.
Yes.
So I will say that. All right, so let's find out what both of these countries say. We're going to start with France. Here it says, France claims they were invented there before the French Revolution in 1789. Now, what France did here is they claimed. Now, claim is a verb, and when you claim something, you state that something is true even though it has not been proved yet. So France is saying that it is the true origin of French fries, even though it doesn't have any proof to say that it's true.
Hmm.
Here's another example. This product claims to help people lose weight, but I don't trust it.
Mm, yes, mm-hmm. some of them are not. I think if you really want to lose weight, you just have to
eat
diet
better,
and
exercise.
That's mm-hmm. right. Nothing you drink or eat will make you magically skinny.
Or it won't do it in a very good way.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's learn a little bit more about why the French claim that. It says, at that time, street vendors would commonly sell them on Pont Neuf,
mm-hmm.
the oldest bridge in Paris.
Mm.
So they said the reason for why they're called French fries or why they originated from France is because a long time ago, street vendors sold them on a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a vendor? A vendor is just a person who sells things, and especially on the street. So they're basically 路边摊, and we see these everywhere in Taiwan. You could sell different kinds of things. You could sell food, you could sell mm-hmm. clothes, you could sell shoes. Those are all things that we called vendors. Or more specifically, street vendors.
Mm-hmm. And good pronunciation with your French words there.
I looked it up.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Pont means bridge, and neuf means nine.
Mm-hmm.
So in English, it's just bridge nine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The All ninth right. bridge or something. Maybe?
Yeah, ninth
okay.
bridge or something like that. Yeah. So we've got these vendors in France who might have sold French fries way back in the 18th century. But Belgium, here it says, has a different story, however. Let's find out what this story is.
It says, the nation says that before this period, locals in Namur cooked the famous snack. Okay,
mm.
so the Belgians said a completely different thing. Now, here we have our grammar point, and we see the that clause. And that clause is used to express an opinion, idea, or hope, or to add more things onto your original sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do this? We usually have a subject. Of course, you'll have your subject plus the verb, okay, and then plus that. So it's quite easy, okay? For the verb, you can add different verbs like say, find, hope, or know, and then you add your that clause,
mm-hmm.
okay? Let's take a look at a sentence. It says, our teacher knows that we don't like to do homework during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I did was I have my subject, our teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Then I added the verb know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our teacher knows. And then all I have to do is add that. And then after that, you add the information that you want to add. So our teacher knows that we don't like to do homework during the weekend. But of course, teachers always like to give homework during the weekends, even though they know that students don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds pretty easy. I feel like I can make a that sentence now. I just need to know those say, find, hope, know words, and then just put my information after them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if we continue on, we learned that in Belgium, people in, a city called Namur used to cook French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, people there commonly fished in the nearby river Meuse, I'm not really sure how to say that, but that's okay, and fried their catches. Okay, so here, they're probably not frying potatoes because they're not catching potatoes in the river.
Right.
But they're probably frying fish. Now, we'll learn a little bit more about that later, but first let's find out more about this adjective nearby. This adjective describes something that is close to you or close to the place you are in. Now, that means that people in Namur had a river close to them. Now, you can also use nearby as an adverb to describe an action that is happening close to you. Here's two example sentences. The first one is an adjective. I'm just going to eat at one of the nearby restaurants during my lunch. So that means the restaurant is close to you. As an adverb, we can say, do you live nearby? I can drive you home if you do. So we're describing, we're asking, do you live, that's the action, near or close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so next it says, when they experienced tough times, they fried potatoes as a cheap alternative to fish. Because, right, I think fish or meat at that time would be considered like a luxury
yes.
thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
So you would eat it if, you know, you're doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going through tough times, you might not be able to catch fish or you
right.
might not be able to afford fish.
Mm-hmm.
So tough times is our shortcut for you.
Okay.
Let's take a look and learn about what tough times mean.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Emily. Emily. Hello?
Oh, hey. Sorry, I had my music playing pretty loudly.
What are you listening to?
This new country album. It's really good.
Let me guess. The guy's dog ran away and his wife left him and his truck broke down.
How did you know?
All country songs are the same.
How dare you say that? This artist is really going through a tough time.
He's not tough, he's just complaining.
That's not what I mean. To go through a tough time means to experience many difficulties.
Alright, so to go through a tough time means 艰苦时期日子。
You got it. Anyways, I think this singer is a true artist.
Didn't he say the same things had happened to him in his last album's songs?
Well, he's certainly going through a tough time if they've happened twice now.
Okay, so if you're going through tough times, it just means you're going through very, very difficult times. So maybe
mm-hmm.
you don't have enough food, money, or maybe you're not even working.
Right. Tough times are no fun. That's right.
No.
So instead of eating fish during tough times, maybe they couldn't afford it, they would eat fried potatoes as a cheap alternative. Now, alternative is a noun, and it's another choice for something. So this is a thing you can use or do instead of something else. So, of course, we know that people ate potatoes because they gave them some of the vitamins they needed. They were very cheap. They were easy to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were always around. And if you can't afford fish, you might as well make those potatoes as tasty as you can.
Yeah, why
mm-hmm.
not? All right. And then lastly, it says, for many people, though, what matters isn't where French fries were invented, but how many are left on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with that. It doesn't matter, okay?
Mm.
We don't know where French fries came from, but I just know that they are delicious and they're very, very, like my guilty pleasure.
Mm.
Chicken nuggets and French fries, they're my guilty pleasure, and it's a great snack to have.
Yeah. Do you
yeah.
know how many French fries are left on my plate?
Zero.
I ate them all, of course.
Oh, yeah.
There's no French fries left on my plate because
oh,
they're
man.
All in my belly.
All
right, well, we've learned a lot about chicken nuggets and a lot about French fries in day one and day two of our article. But we are going to leave you for just a second because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more delicious food. So stay tuned for our For You chat coming up next.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question says, in your opinion, what has been the greatest food invention and why?
Do I have to pick just one?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with one first.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sushi is a really great food invention.
Okay.
Yeah, I love sushi, and I like how it's also like a healthy meal. Mm-hmm. It keeps you full. I like eating raw fish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like raw fish?
I do. I love sushi, yes.
I love sushi. I think that's a really great food invention. And I know now they also mix, you know, different kinds of foods together. So there's a sushi-rito. So it's a sushi and a burrito mixed together.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's an interesting invention. I've never had one of those.
What do you think? What else?
I would say anything that has to do with, like, an oven. So I, as everyone might know, or maybe we have some new students this year, and I love pie.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that pie is probably one of the greatest food inventions. You have to mix that flour with that butter, and then you throw in some fruit, and then you bake it for 30 minutes, and it comes out, and it's crunchy, and it's soft, and it's juicy, and it's...
Oh, sounds delicious
right now. I know. I just want to eat all the pie and fast food.
I know. But I'm very, very bad at baking, so my pies always end up looking very bad.
That's why you just go to someone who can bake them well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I need to look for a pie master.
Do you have another favorite food invention?
Oh, tacos.
Oh, tacos. Yes.
I like Mexican food. Mm-hmm. Tacos are delicious, too. It's so simple and so smart as well. Like, all
just
you need is
some cornbread and
some meat
and some vegetables.
And some herbs, and you're done.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And it's so crunchy as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
Okay.
All this food.
All right. It's time for us to go eat. It's probably time for you to go eat, too. We hope you enjoyed this delicious article. But for today, we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Of course, no chicken nugget meal would be complete without French fries. These hot potato products are considered a classic fast food item. The question of where they're from has been highly debated, though. Do you know the answer? A. France. B. Belgium. C. No one knows for sure. You're right if you guessed C. To this day, the real origin of French fries remains a mystery. France claims they were invented there, before the French Revolution in 1789. At that time, street vendors would commonly sell them on Pont Neuf, the oldest bridge in Paris. Belgium has a different story, however. The nation says that, before this period, locals in Namur cooked the famous snack. People there commonly fished in the nearby river Meuse and fried their catches. When they experienced tough times, they fried potatoes as a cheap alternative to fish. For many people, though, what matters isn't where French fries were invented, but how many are left on their plate.
Vocabulary Review. Complete. Christmas wouldn't be complete without presents. So I got you this gift. Debate. The students debated the new law. Some argued it would have positive effects, and others said the opposite. Origin. Do you know the origin of this festival? I don't know much about its history. Mystery. The ship seemed to have just disappeared. What really happened to it remains a mystery. Claim. Anita claims to have seen a ghost when she was young, but her story is hard to believe. Nearby. It's beautiful outside. Let's walk to the nearby park and have a picnic.